You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Inter-American Commission on Human Rights mission investigates abuses under Honduran de facto government. Since last Tuesday until next Friday, a delegation from the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights will visit Honduras to monitor the human rights situation after the coup d'etat, which ousted constitutional president Manuel Zelaya on June the 28th. The mission will meet with several actors and will then issue a report on the human rights situation under the de facto government led by Roberto Micheletti, although it is not planning to meet with direct representatives of this government since the commission does not recognize it. This was recently stated by the chair of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, Luz Patricia Mejia, who is part of the delegation in Honduras. Mejia stated that they will not meet with the executive branch of the de facto regime, since they consider the only president to be Manuel Zelaya. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights is an independent organization, part of the Organization of American States, who suspended Honduras membership on July the 4th as a sign of their rejection to the dictatorial government installed in the country. Micheletti's de facto regime has criticized this decision and said he had strong reservations with reference to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights because all human rights organizations present in the country have documented numerous violations by the coup regime to fundamental rights.
You're listening to Real World News.